Listen to a teacher telling a story about the life of plastic bottles. While listening, answer the questions below. Use a maximum of 4 words. Write your answers in the boxes. The first one, 0, is an example. You will hear the recording twice. You will have 20 seconds at the end of the second recording to complete your answers. You now have 20 seconds to look at the task.
Today I'll tell you a story. There are 3 boys playing football in the park: Paul, Alan, and James. It's a very hot afternoon, and you need to drink a lot when it's hot, right? Well, Paul finishes his water and throws his plastic bottle on the ground. The rain washes down Paul's bottle, and it ends up in a nearby river. The bottle floats on the river, and the river takes it out to sea. The sea waves break the plastic into small pieces. The fish might think it's food and eat it. If fish eat plastic, they die, and plastic enters our food chain. Do you think Paul knew this when he threw his bottle away? Let's go back to the 3 boys. Paul's friend, Alan, also finishes his water, but he throws the bottle in the bin. Do you think this story will have a happier ending? Well, I'm not so sure. Alan's bottle ends up in a landfill, and it will be there for hundreds of years. Now, back in the park, James also finishes his water. But James puts the plastic bottle in his backpack, and then puts it in the recycling bin. James's plastic bottle will be recycled, and they'll make new plastic objects with it, like shopping bags or even your next pair of trainers. So, guys, this story tells us that everything we do has an impact on the environment, even when we're playing football in the park.
You will now hear the recording for the second time.
Today I'll tell you a story. There are 3 boys playing football in the park: Paul, Alan, and James. It's a very hot afternoon, and you need to drink a lot when it's hot, right? Well, Paul finishes his water and throws his plastic bottle on the ground. The rain washes down Paul's bottle, and it ends up in a nearby river. The bottle floats on the river, and the river takes it out to sea. The sea waves break the plastic into small pieces. The fish might think it's food and eat it. If fish eat plastic, they die, and plastic enters our food chain. Do you think Paul knew this when he threw his bottle away? Let's go back to the 3 boys. Paul's friend, Alan, also finishes his water, but he throws the bottle in the bin. Do you think this story will have a happier ending? Well, I'm not so sure. Alan's bottle ends up in a landfill, and it will be there for hundreds of years. Now, back in the park, James also finishes his water. But James puts the plastic bottle in his backpack and then puts it in the recycling bin. James's plastic bottle will be recycled, and they'll make new plastic objects with it, like shopping bags or even your next pair of trainers. So, guys, this story tells us that everything we do has an impact on the environment, even when we're playing football in the park.